It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. Before there was Mark Zuckerberg or Steve Jobs or Bill Gates, there was Alan Turing. Turing was a British mathematician and logician, and he had some ideas about computers.
The entire digital world we live in can be traced in large part to his ideas.
George Dyson is the author of a new book, Turing's Cathedral, The Origins of the Digital Universe.
He conceived of the idea of a computer that can solve any problem that can be solved. And he did that as a mathematical proof that would seem to have no implications in the real world. And within 10 or 20 years, it had huge implications.
Alan Turing worked as a code breaker for England during World War II. It was a bit like being a hacker before there was an internet, trying to get past security and get the data you want, in this case, from the Axis powers.
The question of cryptography, of encoding and decoding digital messages, actually became probably one of the central things to the outcome of the war, was whether you could have unbreakable codes on your side and break the enemy's side. And he had a huge influence in the outcome that our side did break the enemy codes.
George Dyson's book tells the story of Turing's idea of a machine that could compute any sequence and the men and women who set out to actually build it. Dyson says that work in the 1940s created our world today, where computers are everywhere, at the office, at home, in your pocket. And that happened because of the speeds by which data could be processed.
They built a digital matrix, and they structured it in a way so that if you put in 20 bits, you get 40 bits back. And that's like 1 plus 1 equals 4 rather than 1 plus 1 equals 2. So you got out more bits than you put in. And the moment they switched that thing on, the world changed.
That ever-increasing power led to machines with better memory, running software that could do more. And it kept multiplying to the point where we now have Windows and iPhones and Google and Facebook and on because of code.
It doesn't cost anything to replicate code. So the companies that make code, that's why they've done so well.
Yeah, Microsoft's built on code.
We take it for granted now. But why is it that code is free? It's because somebody started this self-replicating process.
When we talk about coding on a computer, when we talk about software developers who are writing lines of code, when we use that word code, is that directly traceable back to the World War II war effort and why these things got going was to break the code?
Yes, the two were directly related.
George Dyson's book is Turing's Cathedral, The Origins of the Digital Universe. It's the
Robot Roundup.
An update on what our pals are up to.
I'm the king of the world!
Sure, but
robots
are the king of underwater sonar photography. The 3-by-5-mile stretch of debris from the wreck of the Titanic has been mapped for the first time thanks to deep-sea diving robots who use sonar to take 100,000 photos of what was down there. Researchers can now use that data to find out more about what happened.
Robots
are preparing to put out fires on submarines. A new Navy robot, made by the Navy, not a robot that's dark blue, has arms and legs and can climb ladders. It can also understand human gestures and notice where a human's looking, as in at a fire, and then it can help put it out. And
robots
are speeding up. Robo Cheetah, a four-legged bot with no head, runs 18 miles per hour, a new robot land speed record. Real cheetahs aren't worried. They can still hit 75. As for what you can actually do with a headless robotic cheetah, no one seems to know. But then again, super fast headless cheetah robot. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.